John Lennon is a very contradictory character. You know, John Lennon, there are so many different John Lennons, and I've tried to show that within the film, from the revolutionary on the one hand, who was prepared to be a clown for peace, but really was very positive in that sort of sense, to someone who was very radical in his ideas, like within Imagine, but was prepared to take the kind of childish line. But on the other hand, he was very, how can one say, he was very wobbly. In the song Revolution, which I've included in the song, he deliberately says, you know, if you want a revolution, you can count me in. Then he says, you can count me out. And that was his ambivalence. And the point about John Lennon, I think, that makes him so powerful was exactly that ambivalence, that he was actually very human, and was in that sense not dogmatic about his ideas, but he was continually, as an artist, struggling. The one thing that I found very moving was that in the very last interview he gave, just before he was shot, he was again talking about Imagine and talking about those ideas. So while on the ideas of revolution, etc., he was kind of very flip-floppy. In terms of Imagine, and in terms of his idea of the power of imagination and a better world, his utopia, he was absolutely consistent. And he said it literally to his dying day. So I think, you know, that for me was a very, very strong statement about how sincere John Lennon was about Imagine. Whether he had his fur coats, whether he didn't, he had all of those contradictions. And to be honest, the woman from the Beatles story gets the final word in my story, because she says, I love him because of those contradictions, because he's not goody two-shoes, because he's both sides. And I think that's what makes him kind of like a modern-day saint today, in that for our world today, we like someone, well, he encompasses our contradiction. Because on the one hand, we all want to be Gandhi, we all want to do the right thing, we give money to the tsunami victims, we all, you know, buy, where is it for Christmas? Sorry, do they know it's Christmas? But on the other hand, yeah, we want our homes, we want our comfort, we want cars, we want all of those sorts of material possessions as well. And John was exactly within that sort of contradiction. He was on the one hand a millionaire, working class boy who'd made good. But on the other hand, he was also an idealist and a philosopher, in a sense like Gandhi. And in terms of putting all of those contradictions within one person and living them through, that is a fascinating contradiction for our time and for our millennium. And I think that's what makes him so powerful.